USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh faces a new allegation of sexual misconduct from a second woman. The New Yorker's reporting a woman named Deborah Ramirez claims that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party when she was a freshman at Yale. Kavanaugh says it never happened, and it's part of a smear campaign. Meanwhile, U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham talks about the first accuser of Kavanaugh, who's to testify this Thursday.
She'll be treated fairly, but we're not going to turn the hearing over to her lawyers, and we'll see. I hope she comes. I will listen if she does.
But at this point, he's standing behind President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh.
Unless there's something more, no, I'm not going to ruin Judge Kavanaugh's life over this.
Graham, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A social media company knew that data was the currency of the digital economy. But when it came to monetizing it, they were being shortchanged. So CDW orchestrated a data fabric solution from NetApp, creating a hybrid cloud to help them move data faster, innovate quicker, and make decisions stronger. Data flexibility by NetApp, IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/netapp. CDW, people who get it.
Comedian Bill Cosby is set to be sentenced for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman today. The sentencing phase is scheduled to begin in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Cosby could be sentenced by tomorrow. He was found guilty in April on 3 counts for raping a former Temple University athletic staffer back in 2004. The 81-year-old Cosby could get as many as 10 years in prison for each count he was convicted of. Former President Barack Obama still on the campaign trail, so to speak, urging Americans to head to the polls in November to, as he says, restore sanity in the nation's politics.
I actually came here for some business. I came here to deliver a very simple message, and that is to vote. My message, Pennsylvania, is vote.
Obama speaking late Friday at a Pennsylvania rally, and this is... That was Obama speaking late Friday at a Pennsylvania rally, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A North Carolina woman who rescued and sheltered pets after Hurricane Florence is now facing charges. Tammy Hedges was arrested a few days ago in Wayne County, charged with numerous counts of illegally practicing veterinary medicine. Hedges owns what's called the Crazies Claws and Paws Rescue, and she took in animals at a warehouse which isn't yet licensed as a shelter. The charges are stemming from her giving animals medication at that unlicensed facility. The animals that didn't belong to Hedges were confiscated and taken to a Wayne County animal shelter. Yet another tribute to the Queen of Soul. A new Aretha Franklin exhibit's opening at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. The interim executive director, George Hamilton, talking about what people can expect from the exhibit, called Think.
To present her legacy in a way that allows people to express themselves.
And Tiger Woods is celebrating his first PGA Tour victory in over 5 years. Woods won the Tour Championship in Atlanta yesterday, finishing at 11 under par for the tourney, his first victory since the 2013 Bridgestone Invitational, and the 80th tourney win of his PGA Tour career. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.